Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
You better get your praise on, because there's enough stuff out there that's going on every day of your life that'll steal your praise, and that's all the devil wants. But as long as he is the Lord, my shepherd, I don't want for your hand claps or your hallelujahs. I've got a shepherd who's walking with me and talking with me and telling me that I am his own.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
This message was taken from a recent Sunday morning service here at Pace Assembly. This is, I Will Fear No Evil. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
Will fear no evil, because I've been in touch with the master in prayer. Shout yes, somebody. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And he says, now we're going to transfer this thing into an open blessing. That people sitting around you are going to obviously see, but more importantly, thou preparest a table before me. See, the devil thinks he's got one up on you. He thinks if I can keep them all pushed down and keep the doors locked. I just want to say to all of my friends and all of those that are watching and Pace Assembly people that are watching online, because you can't come to this building, I get it. I bless you in the name of the Lord, because here's the deal. The Lord said he's going to prepare a table for you in the very presence of your enemies. Look at somebody, tell them it's time to eat. Yeah. Sometimes we're so afraid we can't even eat. But I came to tell you today, my friends, the Bible says, thou hast prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Come here. Stand right here. Stand right there. Thou hast prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. And I just got news for all of you and all of you. And I know the devil is listening in. I'm going to sit right now. And I'm going to pick up my fork and eat whatever the Lord puts on my table. Because he set the table. Oh, my God. I know you think that Mr. Fauci and everybody else is in control of this thing. But the God who is my shepherd is the one who set the table. I said, the Lord has set the table. Well, where is it? You're going to eat right in the middle of every adversary, because the Lord is my shepherd. Ooh, I feel like shouting. I got to eat until the enemy sees me eat. I got to go ahead and enjoy the blessings of the Lord until the enemy says, I guess he's just going to believe. Oh, yes, I am going to believe God. Well, where is that table prepared for me? I'll tell you where he prepared it. Jesus was preparing it all the way from the dawn of time. He would be the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He puts his own self on the table. And at the cross where I first saw the light, he prepared a table right in the middle of everybody. The Bible said he didn't do it in secret or in a closet and in the corner. He did it openly. And about the middle of the day, when the sun was shining, God the Father reached into the bowels of hell and stretched out darkness across the whole place and said, I want you to see where my son is at. I want you to know it is finished. Jesus has already set the table, and victory belongs to Jesus. Now that makes you qualified because of the valley that you've walked through. I said it makes you qualified because of the valley that you walk through. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Oh my God. If we ever needed some holy oil on our heads right now, in our thinking, come on somebody, in our minds. Why are you talking a big talk in here inside of the church? What are you doing outside? I'll tell you what I'm doing outside. I'm letting him anoint my head with oil. He is anointing my head with oil. I don't know about you, but I thank God for the Holy Ghost. He's called by many names, but he is the anointing. And I want you to know you can't just get by with a weekly anointing. You need a daily anointing of the Holy Ghost. Am I talking to anybody in here who knows what I'm talking about? About 30 seconds worth of headline breaking news and your mind will be so warped you won't know what to think. But he anoints my head with oil. What's that all about? Hey, that shepherd knew good and well what those sheep, those little ignorant sheep, he calls us sheep. He makes us vulnerable. He said, if I had, Keith, some teeth like a lion, I'd bite the enemy, but I can't do it. If I had some claws like a bear, I would scratch the enemy. I'd do something, but he made me sheep. My teeth are not even big enough, and I nibble myself away. And the shepherd knew that, so he pulls all of those sheep in, and he pours that anointing. Because why? Because he knows those sheep will be nibbling around, and they'll find themselves an old snake hole, and they'll stick their head trying to eat grass. And the next thing you know, that serpent will have bit them. But the only difference between the devil trying to bite them and the devil not being able to bite them is that there is an anointing that is upon their head, and it is a snake repellent, ladies and gentlemen. I came to tell you, you need a daily anointing of the Holy Ghost. I had no idea. A week and a half ago, I walked in. My wife was getting ready for work. We were getting ready. I usually find myself early in the morning in my office. She's getting ready in there, and I walked in to where she was getting ready, and I had no idea that she'd been doing this for quite some time. She had tipped that own bottle over, and I saw her with her own finger up on the top of her head, anointing her head. I said, "What? Are you all right? Are you feeling all right?" She said, "No, I do this every morning." Why are you waiting on somebody else to do your anointing? Anoint my head with oil. Oh, when they listen, if the Indians can walk around with a red dot and everybody knows they are, there ought to be an oily spot right up here on the top of your head that I've anointed my own self. But the Lord, I feel like preaching this morning. Is anybody here? Have I gone too long yet? Oh, anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. I had a friend of mine text me late last night. He said, "Pastor, what in the world is going on with you? What have you done now?" I said, "Man, I'm just doing what I do." He said, "What have you done?" I texted him back. I said, "The anointing attracts attack." Don't you think you're going to sit up in this Holy Ghost church service this morning and go out there and get in your car and the devil hasn't already written your name down and saying that one this week? We got to get them discouraged, because if we don't get them in fear or something, they might believe that God, that's the reason why I praise him. When the anointing of God is flowing, that's the time to praise. Come on, somebody. I don't need just an abundance of the anointing. I need redundance. Anoint me again. I'll be used up all my anointing this time tomorrow. Anoint me again. Anoint me in the morning if I need one in the middle of the day. If I need it in the late night. If I need to get up in the middle of the night at 2:30 in the morning. Thou art there, thy rod and thy staff. Comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. My cup runneth over. I want you to know that the God you serve is not just a God of enough. The God I serve is a God of more than enough. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Everything that overflows is for somebody else. You didn't hear what I said. I said, and here's the good part about it. If I need him to refill, there is an endless supply of everything I have need of. Because whenever I've exhausted all that I have, I need some more refreshing. He'll turn up heaven's oil and he'll pour it out until it runs over in my family, runs over in my children, runs over in my church. Oh God, fill me again and again and again and again. Come on and lift your hands and shout, I will fear no. Woo! I dare you to lift your hands and say, fill me now, Holy Ghost. I know some of you may have been away from the Lord and you say, I don't know if I got any Holy Ghost. He'd never taken that Holy Ghost away from you. All you got to do is stir up the gift of God within you and out of your belly shall flow river of living water. My cup runneth over. If you come to church and your cup don't run over, find a different church. Ooh, if you sit down beside somebody and your cup will not run over, move somewhere where the cup can run over. I ain't got time to play around. I need more than enough. For what you're going to face this week, you're going to need more than just a little something, something. I don't need a little dab to do me. I need an overflowing, gushing, pouring out rivers of living water. Somebody say, I will fear no evil. I don't know if you recognize it, but you just put hell on notice just now. Shout it, I will fear no evil. I dare you to say it again. I will. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I will fear no evil. What's the evil? I don't care what the evil is. He didn't qualify the evil. He said, whatever evil is coming your way, don't fear. I am with you. Pastor, you shouldn't have pulled all these people in this church this morning. I ain't scared. You know why? Because I pastored 10 before and I ain't scared to pastor 5. I just came to tell you, with or without you, I will fear no evil. But about the time you get something, something on the inside of you that looks in the devil's face, you're going to find out he's going to have to back off because the bloodline has been laid down. I will fear no evil. That anointeth my head with oil. My cup runneth over. You better bring that band where they think I'm stopping. I'm about to. Anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. My cup is running over. I'm feeling good about it, Pastor. I'm feeling good about my strength in the Lord. I'm feeling better. I came to church this morning. I was a little bit down, but I'm feeling better. Come on, anybody know what I'm talking about? You walked in this house and heard so much noise out there, but when you got up in the presence of God, suddenly I'm starting to feel better. Suddenly something's getting off of me. Something is getting off of me. It's an old spirit. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. Shake that spirit of fear off of you today and get you some faith.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.